"I Can't Breathe" has become a rallying cry for Black Lives Matter protesters across the country after George Floyd was murdered by a former Minnesota police officer last year. It's the same thing a Phoenix man, Mohammed Mohaiman, said as Phoenix police officers held him down in 2017. He died after the encounter, and now his family has launched a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit accusing those officers of excessive force. There was a key hearing this week to decide if the case will make it to trial, but a federal judge took the rare step of closing the courtroom to the public. For more on this, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who's been covering it. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so begin by explaining what allegedly happened back in January of 2017.
Well, court records describe Mohaiman as a disabled man in his 40s with PTSD, claustrophobia, and schizophrenia. He had a service dog named Chiquita to help him cope with these things. Mohaiman came into contact with Phoenix police at the Maryvale Community Center where he wanted to use the bathroom. Police found out that he had an outstanding warrant. Officers told him they had to arrest him, and Mohaiman asked to call family to come pick up his service dog. The police said no and forced him to the ground to be handcuffed. Mohaiman was heard saying that he couldn't breathe as officers allegedly put their weight on him. Police reportedly wrestled with him a second time after he'd been restrained. Those court records say Mohaiman went into cardiac arrest, started to vomit, and officers couldn't find a pulse.
Right. So Mohaiman, having said, you know, that he could not breathe, is, of course, why this case is being compared to George Floyd, which has become so monumental. Is there anything in the case history that connects these two?
Well, days after Floyd died, lawyers for Phoenix, the defense, sought a cease and desist order against one of the lawyers for Mohaiman's family over social media posts about what had happened to Floyd. These posts were allegedly aimed at growing local public outrage, inciting violence even, and seeking national media attention. Civil rights lawyer Scott Halverson, who's not involved with this case, he says protective orders from a judge and ethics rules are supposed to keep attorneys from saying things to create public bias.
It's basically designed to not let attorneys try and poison the jury pool, try and taint them before the trial even takes place.
And a jury trial is what Mohaiman's family seeks, but Judge Susan Brnovich denied Phoenix's request for a cease and desist order over those social media posts.
So this wasn't what led her to sealing the courtroom for this major hearing on whether or not the case can even make it to trial.
Halverson explains to me that this is it's really, really hard to identify the first snowflake and what has grown into a snowball of sealed court filings in this case. So he says, like, if a lawyer convinces a judge that just one filing should be secret, it really opens the door for more. Halverson thinks attorneys for Phoenix had got their foot in the door early in this case, which had been going on for about 30 months before George Floyd died. While a closed hearing gave the defense a better chance for a jury that won't think about what happened to Floyd as they listen to what happened to Mohaiman, it's frustrating for the other side, for the plaintiffs, which is the side Halverson's usually on. And he says the public needs to know about allegations of police violence for it to stop.
We need the public outrage. We need that sentiment, strong sentiment, to oppose some of these things, because otherwise change doesn't happen.
Something to watch for in the future, Lauren, is if public outcry about cases involving fatal police encounters leads to more sealed court proceedings in order to keep juries neutral.
Yeah, and we'll definitely be watching for that. All right, that is KJZZ's Matthew Casey joining us with more on this case. Thanks so much, Matt, as always.
Thank you, Lauren.